Welcome to this guided meditation. Today I'm going to take you on a journey into your soul. Let's get started. Find a comfortable position. It can be sitting, it can be laying down, it could be standing. Meditation is about you and what makes you comfortable. Find your position and close your eyes. Once you're comfortable, it's time to relax. First, unclench your jaw. Get rid of any tension you've been holding on to inside your body. Relax your hands. Lower your shoulders. Shake them out if you have to. Open up your hands. Wiggle your toes. Just try to relax. Let the music wash over you. Let your breath calm you down. It's time to start thinking about you. Forget the distractions. Forget the emails. Forget the phone calls. Forget Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest. Whatever it is that you're thinking about, bring it back to you, to your breath, to your relaxation. And when you're ready, let's take a trip together inside the mind. Let's find out what you're holding on to, what needs to be let go. Take a deep breath, take some short breaths, and let's go on the journey. I want you to picture an elevator inside your mind. This is your chakra elevator. It's how you're going to get inside your mind. The doors are opening. Let's step inside. We'll start with the root chakra at the base of your spine. Step inside, press the button for the top, and the doors are closing. Your elevator is starting to take off. From the root chakra, through the sacral, then the solar plexus, up through the heart chakra, into the throat chakra, up through the third eye and out the crown. And as you come out in your elevator through the crown, think of the movie Willy Wonka and how the elevator bursts through the glass into the sky. Your elevator's bursting through the glass into the universe and the cosmos. And now you're letting go of your body. It's falling to the ground. You don't need it right now. We'll come back to it later. Right now, you're in your consciousness, your spirit, your soul. You're flying. You're on a journey to see where you're holding on to fear and how to release it. Where you're going is up to you. You'll find your sacred space. Keep floating in your consciousness. You'll know when it's time to stop. Perhaps you stop and smell the roses. You're sitting on a park bench by a lake. Or maybe you're in a hotel, knocking on doors, looking for something, looking for someone. Wherever it is to go, you go there. Let your consciousness take you there. This is how you find out what needs to be worked on in your thinking and what fears you have. Find the space that you most need to be healed in and stay there. If you haven't yet gotten there, that's okay. You can follow along with me. But if you have your own sacred space, then stay in that one. My sacred space is sitting on a bench by a beautiful pond. Sitting next to me is a man. Is there someone next to you? Who is that person? What do they mean to you? Is it your mother, father, a cross lover? Or is it someone you don't know yet, have never met, but you know you're connected? I want you to talk to that person. Tell them how you are today. Are you feeling sad? Are you lonely? Are you missing someone? Is that missing person the someone that you love? Look at the person that you're with. Perhaps that's the person you've been missing. They could be a parent, a son, a friend, a grandmother, whoever it is, just know that they're with you, always guiding you, always there to help. They give you a strong, everlasting hug to let you know they are a part of your journey. Stay in that place, that sacred space, for a little while. And let's set an intention to find out what's bothering you, what's holding you back. My intention is to find out what is the worst thing I'm holding on to today, and how do I release it? My intention is to find out what is the worst thing I'm holding on to today, and how do I release it? Right now, you might be feeling anger coming up through your solar plexus. You might be feeling anger in your heart or sadness in your heart. You may be wanting to scream through your throat chakra, and that's okay. Whatever you need to do, you do it for you. Tell somebody what you're feeling, and that somebody is your soul. Your soul wants to know what you're feeling. It wants to be there for you. It wants to guide you. If you talk to it, it will listen. Perhaps the person you sat with in your sacred space is someone who you need to forgive, or someone you have lost and you're holding on to grief. Perhaps it's someone that you're in love with and you haven't yet told them. Whatever it is for you, it's what you need to do. Forgiveness might be what you need. A healing might be what you need. Healing grief may be what you need. Remember, this is your journey. Once you've figured out what it is that you're holding on to, what fear you are holding on to, I want you to take it. I want you to place it in a box. Put it into a treasure chest or a drawer. Somewhere where you can lock it up with a key. Lock it away. You don't need it in this lifetime. doesn't serve you, so get rid of it. Some of us may be ready to get rid of it permanently, and that's okay too. You might picture a giant ball of fire or something blowing in the wind, letting go of the things that are not serving you, while others may just want to put it aside for a while and keep it in that locked box or that trunk or chest. And that's also okay. If you need it, if you need to go back to it, it'll be there for you whenever you're ready. But if you want to get rid of it and be done with it, then let's do that now. Let's take that thing that's no longer serving you. Let's wipe it away. Let's blow it up. Get rid of it. Give it back to the universe so it dissipates into the nothing from which it came. I'm here to tell you, you can do that. Your soul knows how. You just have to give it back to the soul. I'm releasing to the universe those things that do not serve me. I'm releasing back to the soul whatever life-driving themes are holding me back from magnificence. Get rid of them now. Toss them away. Let my heart heal, my mind heal, my soul be with me in every way, always. Trust that your soul will take care of it with you. That the issue will be resolved for now or for all of eternity, and let it go. Take a few minutes to just be with yourself, to feel what it feels like to be at peace, to relax and unwind. Take those breaths. And when you're ready, let's go back into the elevator, starting at the crown chakra. Step back inside. It's waiting for you, the elevator. Press the down button, and let's move back down through the third eye into the throat chakra, where we say, thank you, thank you. Down through your heart, into the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root chakra. When you get to the bottom, take a deep breath. Let the doors open and step outside. There, your body is waiting for you. You're ready to return. Say, thank you for waiting for me. I'm ready to be back inside of my body, but this time I take my soul with me. And we use mind, body, soul together, the three of us, a trifecta. And I know now that we are co-creators and create our experiences together. I'm grateful for this journey. And I'm ready to start my day, or I'm ready for sleep. Wherever you are in your journey, bless it. You've chosen it perfectly. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And now you're back. Namaste.